Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay, and you?
Good. Good to hear you on time.
I've got on time, and I thought, gosh, I got here so early, nobody's here.
I get so wrapped up in what Dr. Oz is saying, I forget that I have a call.
Well, is he on? Oh, he's on in your area there now.
Right. Okay, yeah.
We don't get him until 11, and I'm always into something else and forget to do it, but he's sure good.
Well, I pace him automatically, so that's not a problem.
Well, I'm going to get me set up soon so that I can tape, because I would like to hear it, and then tape some other things. And you tape the doctors or something? Is that what you do, too?
Yeah, right.
I don't even know when it comes on here, but I know it does, so I'll have to do both.
Really nice to have it done. Yeah, we have a DVR, and I wasn't sure I would like it, but they get you reeled in. There's so many more advantages than a VCR, so I'm glad I have it because it just automatically tapes whenever it comes on.
Okay, I don't think I have it. Yeah, I think I've got a DVR, but I know I've got a, what is it, the other one you just said?
VCR? Yeah.
Yeah, I have that, but I'll look and see. I really need to have a DVR then.
Well, the VCR, I kept running out of tapes. The DVR, I think, will tape like 50 hours. And, you know, if you delete after you watch, there are some that I have saved, and it's not perfect, believe me. But
it's arrived.
Oh, several months ago at least.
Uh-huh.
My DVR failed. And so anything on there that I was saving to share with my kids was gone. Gone, gone, gone. And there was nothing I could do about it. But I love the convenience of not having to worry every day, did I remember to set the VCR or the DVR or whatever.
Yeah.
So, it is a convenience. Who else came on?
Hi, this is Sharon. I agree.
They charge you for it, but, you know, sometimes you got to decide what's important, I guess. It's kind of hidden in your list of expenses from the cable company.
I tried to buy one outright, but they don't have such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're probably...
Well, you still have to get the connection problem. You know, it's all digitally done from their base.
Okay. It's arrived.
Because I know that there have been times when, like, the electricity will go off for a couple of minutes, and sometimes it doesn't reset, so I have to call them to reset it back there.
Yep, I did the same thing.
Yeah, so you have to have a connection with them, unfortunately.
But now there's more of them coming on board, so maybe it'll be even a little more competitive.
I never had TiVo, so I don't know what that was about, but apparently something somewhat similar, I guess.
Yeah, it is, but I meant Genie.
Has arrived.
Here we've got two different companies we can do that type of thing with, and another one just sprang up right in our area, so...
Mm.
Thanks for a little competition.
Sure. Supposed to be healthy. Hi, Betty. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you. Okay. Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
Good.
I have a question for you, Betty. Are you still journaling?
Yes, I was just sitting here doing that, as a matter of fact.
Good for you. Are you finding any benefit to it?
Oh, absolutely, in many ways. I'm doing my journaling along with my my food, as well as my being grateful, and so it just takes me in all different directions to go back and realize what I'm eating and putting in my mouth is a plus regardless, and the gratitude is wow. It's a big thing.
Yes. I mean, Oprah has touted the gratitude journal forever. It does make things look different.
It certainly does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious, was anybody else on Roger's call last night?
I wasn't on at the beginning, but I did pick up toward, like, 18 minutes after.
This is Mary Lou, and I was on, and I thought it was great.
Yeah, I did, too, I thought.
Anybody want to share what they heard?
have to run out and see if my notes are still in the car because I was hampering for them and I didn't see them. And, oh, maybe they're on some.
You need to go back and listen to the record. It's arrived.
You really do, but I'll let Char know notes because it was, I did get in on the first of it, but it was all about sugar.
And
addictive foods, the chemical combination. Got it?
Has arrived.
He really doesn't. Then the last part of it about the MSG and what we got and the different sugars, and he gave a couple of websites in there that said you need to go to because now then since people were getting, about, you know, the spend of the different names, that then they're changing that name that we'll need to know. And I don't have my notes in front of me right here with you, but Cheryl can probably give it to you in a second. But it was just excellent, so anybody needs to go back and re-listen to it. I have trouble, and I'm going to, I think, do it there. I'm not moving around right in his website, and I can't get it to play sometimes, so I know it's just me doing something wrong. But I'm not that good with computers. I keep trying, but I've got to do that. But anyway, do mark down yesterday's date and go back and listen.
I need to put that on the top of it right now. Thanks.
I don't think you can go wrong listening to any of his recordings.
Pardon?
I don't think you can go wrong listening to any of his recordings.
Oh, I would say yes, but I'll tell you, this one started out that really punched us between the eyes, and because it's one Denny uses all the time, and that's it. He said, if you have the intention to do anything with your food, it is not hard. And then he went on to say a phrase that Denny repeats to people all the time that are new. He says, okay, I'm going to throw this piece of paper. He didn't do the illustration. I'm going to do the illustration because it's the same words. I'm going to throw this piece of paper on the floor, drop this pencil on the floor, and I want you to try and pick it up. No, I didn't say pick it up. I said try to pick it up. There is no action to try. He says, it's not about anything other than the intention to do it and deciding to do it, and it's a done deal. He says, there's nothing hard about this. Once you have the intention to do it, it's not a try situation. And I'm going, whoa, this is hitting us right back where we've used because it came right out of humans being more. It was, you know, the intention mechanism is what moves people to do something. And when you decide, it was like building the stadium here in Corbett, the young man that, I say young because it's all relative now, but the soldier that was killed in the war when he was trying to go in to save others, they decided that this one young man his age decided he wanted to put up a memorial for him, and he wanted it in the form of a stadium because they'd never had a stadium here for the kids or for the football games and the play field. And so anyway, he was told very abruptly by a very prominent person that you'll collect 2,000 and that'll be the end of it. That's the way those things go. And he said, I'll be darned. And he collected $350,000, raised, should say, $350,000 to do it because he said it was not a matter of you know, trying to do it. It was a matter of absolutely doing it. And he kept attesting. He gave more time to recognizing the support of the people that had interacted. I mean, from big to little, every single thing that he could name was covered because he was so grateful for it. But it was still his action that caused it to be pulled off. And so anyway, that was the biggest eye-opener for me. It was strictly, you know, all this stuff is just strictly intention. So I just came home and I emptied out some things that were stuck in corners of places that I knew could be discovered, which would make it easier for both of us. So anyway, that was where I entered the call, and I was about probably 4 or 5 minutes late. Anyway, 25 grams of sugar a day. That's what he wants to see happen. And
what is it now that the average person is taking?
Oh, it's in let's see, 500 to 1,200 calories a day of sugar.
Oh, how many grams? How many grams?
I don't remember that he said it. He may have said it just before I came on, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not sure about that, because I've heard it before, but I can't remember how the grams convert to calories. I was asking that last night of one of the gals that here that's diabetic, and he said, of course, we all know that the high insulin levels is related to sugar, and so that's, you know, a huge part of the obesity and the addiction. Eating a good source of protein early in the a.m., and that has been my biggest thing that has kept me anywhere close for the last, 50 years, anything close to where I wanted to be. Even when I was off target, it was, you know, not nearly what I had ever been before I had started, to lose weight way back when. Overconsumption of let's see, I missed one here. Oh no, I didn't. Quit eating and quit eating wheat to get rid of the inflammation, because he talked about how he had quit the wheat also. Overconsumption of sugar, no exercise, turns into saturated fat when the sugar stays in and the sugar stays in your bloodstream.
And it turns into belly fat.
Yeah, it turns right into belly fat, exactly. It reduces the magnesium in your system, which is, you know, another part of the problem with the bone structure. The calcium magnesium balance is not being, you can't say the bone structure because I'm saying that for my benefit, because I know that's part of it as far as the absorption and having the calcium where you need it. Insulin resistant liver is part of what takes place. He says the liver will actually look like an alcoholic as far
cirrhosis.
As being fatty. Pardon?
You get the cirrhosis of the liver from sugar.
Right.
The
exactly.
Fatty liver.
Yeah. It's turning it to fatty liver.
Right.
And he says it gets to the point where people can't even handle fruit. It turns to cholesterol. Excessive cholesterol produces... is caused by the over amount of sugar also. Let's see. Oh, he gave a really quick thing on breathing. He says for 3 weeks, no sugar, grains, just veggies and protein. And he considers protein of sources other than animal also, because he asked right away when there was a question that came up, when you're talking about are you vegetarian or are you eating animal? And he says, of course, there's no thought given to it. When you're eating animal, you know where to go and what to do. But then he said a good source, and he mentioned that there were pea sources of protein out there. That's what he went to. He doesn't use much tofu except when he's traveling, because it's easier to get a hold of. And then he, the breathing was what I was going to say. He says, was it inhale for 5 or 6 seconds, and then slowly draw it in, and then exhale for the same amount of time, and he said do that 6 times in a row. And he says that will help with the craving. When you get a craving, he said just sit down and breathe deeply in slowly, and then exhale very slowly the same way for your 6 seconds. So, I mean, it gives your brain time to readjust, I guess, to thinking that, you know, just how bad do I have to have this?
But it's also feeding the brain with good oxygen.
Right, definitely. So anyway, then he went into the food chemicals, the two he hit the heaviest on were NutraSweet, which is aspartame and MSG, throw the chemicals in our body, the natural balance, out of balance, and it creates cravings. MSG and aspartame, he says, once you're off of them for 3 weeks, two or not. Brain damage, because they're excitotoxins, they've linked with Lou Gehrig's ALS, Parkinson's, the autoimmune diseases such as fibromyalgia. All of these take a really hard hit when you've got that. And of course, heart. MSG has thrown people into it. Well, they believe, I guess is the way he said it, they believe that MSG is thrown, or it's shown, maybe he said, MSG can throw people into the hospital thinking they're having heart attacks with heart palpitations after they've taken it in. It fires the neurons so rapidly that they fall over and die. They're dead. And he said, that's what you're doing. You're losing your brain cells when you're consuming these two chemicals, MSG and NutraSweet. He says they can just be, basically thrown into one. Here's the website, truthandlabeling.org. Truthandlabeling.org. He says also eat organically. And then they went into the questions, which they were good because they were a little bit further explanation, but I won't take Nancy's time to do that. That was the bulk of what I got, and I did miss probably the first 6 minutes of it.
That was truth and labeling or truth in labeling?
Truth and. I put an and sign. I don't know which it is, but
try both.
I think it's truth in labeling.
Or truth in labeling?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Jeannie.
Shaw, let me ask you, I wasn't familiar with this one. When he said, whatever you did, not to have the MSG, and I didn't realize that MSG had something in it that made you want to have it again.
Oh, yeah, it's chemical addiction.
Uh-huh. But then he went on to say that, he said the MSG and the aspartame. Then he said, watch for the new one, and I think that's when he gave that website called
AminoSweet. Pardon?
Was it called AminoSweet?
Yes, it was, and I've got that down, too.
It's AminoSweet, so we need to avoid and look for that, because he said that's what they're putting in now. They're changing it from aspartame to that.
Right, or MSG to that, either one, I think. Yeah, that's the new name on it, so that it will fool people for a period of time, because there's becoming so much negative publicity on the aspartame and MSG. Or aspartame, I guess, is what he was referring to. I'm sorry.
People will have absolutely no idea what it is.
Right. And when it's new, they think, this is,
better.
This is better.
I think
this
it's
is
going to
replace,
one.
The other one.
Aha, they finally came up with something better than aspartame.
Right.
Oh, my.
Yeah. The deception is absolutely unbelievable.
So is it the same as aspartame or a different kind?
Yeah, he said they were just renaming it.
Uh-huh. Like they're doing with the corn syrup.
Right.
Oh, my. Aren't they clever?
I wrote it down. But
that's why those websites like Truth and Labeling and all that are really good to check, on a regular basis, I guess. Nonprofit things,
Yeah. EWG is another EWG. One. Environmental Working Group.
Is that .com or what?
EWG is, I think so. Or it might be .org.
I think it's an org, yeah.
Yeah.
Good information. Thank you, Sean.
Not a problem. It was pull the reins in on what we're doing. That's for certain, I can tell you.
Yeah.
And Denny was very attentive, nodded off a couple of times. He talked about the white, the process through the white refined flour. That's in, everything. If you're going to have something sweet for breakfast, it's going to be a sweet roll. just realize that it's incredibly addictive because it turns so instantly to sugar, which is addictive, and you're in the same cycle. So it's, you know, do it. He says, oh, one of the questions that was answered that was good, he says, because I've heard much shorter times, that getting off gluten needs to be done for 3 months before a lot of people see anything significant. And he talked about liver cleanse on that. He talked about our liver support product because of the artichoke. People, one gal was actually asking, he says, where can I find artichoke powder? And he says, well, he says, that one you just, she had mentioned Niken. He says, well, that company you're getting from right now, Niken, has a really great liver support product. So anyway, he was putting in all kinds of plugs wherever he could.
Wow. He is certainly a wealth of information.
Sure. Got into the questions. This is Mary Lou. And I wasn't sure. But he talking about, you know, steaming your vegetables and then pouring an oil over it and adding a spice. And I didn't get that part of it. Did you know
that
what they...
That was to do... let's see, what was it connected to? I'm trying to remember. I didn't write that one down. I just mainly because I don't add that much oil.
I didn't know, but I didn't know what the spice was, the herb or whatever. I thought he said rosemary, but I'm not sure.
I think he was saying any of the fresh herbs or any of the herbs that you
right.
you know, have available would be better than using... the salad dressings and that type of thing. And for flavor, because we've used so many seasonings that are combined that have MSG in them. And he says, just take an herb or two herbs and put over them and then with a little bit of oil and pour the seasoning. He says, give your taste buds a chance to get off the sugars and the addictive seasonings that are, you know,
chemicals.
Addictive ingredients in the seasonings.
Well, I wanted to go back and listen to it again because of the question and what he went into when somebody asked a question about sweetening, you know, wanting something sweet occasionally. And then he went over this one, which I've never used, and I don't know anything about it. He says, I wrote it down as Z-Y-L-A-T-O-L. He says, it does not raise your blood sugar.
I think it's an X.
It's an X,
yeah,
xylitol.
It's xylitol, but it's with an X, yeah.
X-Y-L-I-T-O-L. L-I-G-O-L. I just never had
Thomas.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And he went on about that and then the same thing about some of the drawbacks of what you need to do. And he went over kind of some things about stevia.
And somebody asked about, and he says it's just another fructose. He says it counts the same way.
Uh-huh.
There might be a little bit better benefit, but he says the idea is to cut them out. And he was really big on the xylitol instead of, but he was also okay on the stevia. Why he liked the xylitol was it had more body as far as replacing sugar, like in a recipe.
So you can get xylitol in a powder form?
Yes, you can. I've got some. You know, the other thing is, I don't want to be replacing one, at least not very much at all. I mean, I'm trying to think, you know, for us there's no sense in, because you're getting still into the flours and the over-processing of that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, off the breads, the same way. It's very much like what we got in Maine.
I knew you were going there.
Huh?
I knew that's where you were going.
Yeah, because they didn't want the flours either. I mean, he baked the bread the one night.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't want that put in the diet just to replace what we've already got there because it doesn't have the same value that the whole food does.
Yeah.
And Roger also talked about swinging clover and going raw. He talked about... the cooling foods, people have a hot liver because of what they're taking in, and they need the foods that cool it down, and he was giving, he says, salads, cucumbers, watermelon, apples. He says, but you know, when you're taking and looking at the sugar, you've got to look at how much of that type of thing that you're getting. Question that came up, somebody, hives, and he says hives are usually connected with a liver problem and dehydration and too much heat in the body caused from the things that they shouldn't be eating. So anyway, it was extremely, it really, really hit home with both of us. So it was that, and it was that first statement, you know, the mechanism. Are you going to try, or are you going to do it?
That is awesome.
Yeah,
don't
really
try.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, well, I never really thought that deeply about it, that illustration applied to our food, and yet we've used it over and over and over again. So
you've heard people say, I'm going to try this diet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just that word is so strong in our culture, because it's lack of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easy way out. It's just total lack of commitment.
Well, there used to be the saying, just do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's as easy or as hard as we want to make it, depending on where our mind is. When I set my mind to do a cleanse, you know what? I knew I was going to do it. I could fix dinner. I fixed dinner for guests. I had sat down to my bowl of broth.
You knew it was for a short length of time.
Yeah. But this is for a short length of time to get the chemicals out of your body so you don't have these addictions.
Right.
And so, you know, you can look at it the same way. It will be over as far as these cravings that, you know, that we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
If we're willing to do it the way we need to do it, and that's just not have them. Just a little bit doesn't erase it, doesn't take it in. It doesn't make it happen. So, anyway.
Thank you.
Great info.
I saw a commercial this morning on TV, and I don't watch commercials, but I didn't view it in time. A guy leaning over with a fishing pole saying, you know, my diet, exercise, and pills just didn't help get my blood sugar where I wanted, and I asked my doctor to put me on insulin.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyone seen that one?
No.
No. Anyway, that one certainly raised my hair.
I got an email that said 88,000 were dead as a result of the, I don't pronounce it right.
Vandia?
Huh?
Yeah, Vandia?
Of Vandia, yeah.
They won't pull off the market?
They did.
They're saving it for special people who really have no other choice.
Yeah, they did in Europe. They just, they said get off it.
88,000?
So
you said 88,000?
88,000 is what.
Wow.
Yeah, just the difference in what's taking place in this country and what's taking place in other countries. That.
Yeah. Anyone have any questions, thoughts, or concerns?
I didn't understand what you were saying on that because I didn't hear it on the news. 80,000 what?
88,000 deaths put to Avanti.
Vandia.
Avandia.
Diabetes.
Avandia.
Indication.
Oh. Right. That's
you know. The United Kingdom took it out, and we leave it in for the necessary people that need it.
I'm just going to go over a little bit what the chiropractor talked about on Saturday. He said we should take, if you're over age 60, of course that doesn't apply to any of us, you should be taking 1,000 milligrams of omega 1 to 3 times a day.
Okay, that was my big question. Thank you, Nancy.
Oh, I wasn't even going to mention that, but I did.
How much was it?
1,000, 1 to 3 times a day. How much is in each of ours? Does anyone know offhand?
Say the question again.
How much omega do we have? How many milligrams is in ours?
Oh. I'll go look.
Okay. High blood pressure is from thick blood, from saturated fat, and some of it being trans.
the thinner your blood, the better. But there's, you know, there's a fine line there. Garlic actually helps thin your blood. 90% of diabetes is type 2, and it's totally, he said, curable. Totally curable. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the refined carbs. Use whole grains, beans, legumes. That will cure type 2 diabetes. That's from a University of Kentucky med school research. Whoops, just dropped my notes. Oh, my.
90% have type 2 diabetes? Totally curable.
Totally curable. Ninety-five percent of people who lose weight gain it back after within 5 years.
Wow.
95%.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Mm-mm.
Well, because they go on a diet to lose weight, and the diets are too strict, so they binge on forbidden foods, and they're being banned from foods that they want to eat. So. Yeah.
Well, you know, and I'm not so sure how great they do when I think about the intention mechanism. Are they still feeding some of those addictive behaviors? Are
That's
they
true.
Really not completely off of
right.
them?
Yes.
Yeah.
But they feel deprived.
Well, see, when you were talking about, Roger said, off the breads, you know, instantly I put up a thing, because for me, that's where I get so off. It's quick. Even the sprouted ones, the sprouted greens and all that, it's quick, it's, you know, rather than having something that would be better for me, you know, in the vegetable category, you know, a pea protein or something like that. So I understand that part, because I go back to the breads quickly.
Oh, I do too.
You know, and it's just because it's the convenience of it, and I really like it.
Do you have it for other meals than breakfast?
I can have it all day long, but usually I just do it in the morning, but sometimes at dinner. But and I'm not saying that, you know, but it's just for me, that's just what struck my mind, you know, to balance it within the lifestyle. I've been telling people there's a diet HCG with drops and pills and shots and stuff that's really popular right now, and people are, it's supposed to reformulate your metabolism or something, redesign it or something like that. I don't understand all of it yet, but it's a big craze here in Arizona. I know several people on it that have done it, and I always tell them, you know, the real key, whatever you do, is it's got to be a lifestyle. Can you do this for the rest of your life? Basically, you need to learn the habits that are beneficial for your health too. You know, if you're going to, you know, because you're going to go right back and you're going to gain it back, and that's not good. So,
it's a big craze here in this little where I live.
Yeah.
And I asked a lady yesterday, but she went on it for a couple of weeks, and she just lost the 5 pounds. And you could do that with just, you know, our lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and the other one did, but she said that she was going to go on to another program like Weight Watchers or something because she didn't want to gain it back. But she went on, it took her nearly, I don't know if it was how many days exact, but it's more than the first little 3 weeks period or whatever, to lose her 27 pounds. But after I read the literature, I thought it was dangerous, so I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, I haven't read the literature yet. I'm going to get a copy of it, just for my own information. You know?
What I did, for my own information, and I mean, I need to lose the weight, but I hope it's not going to go that way, and it even tells you that you have to be careful. Mm-hmm. And even the pharmacist that was selling it, at her store, she had to stop it because of having trouble with gallbladder. So that tells you it's not what you need.
Yeah.
And all chiropractors
here. Oh, sorry.
No, there's chiropractors here recommending it, and just
all. Oh yeah.
And then of course all over the internet are the drops, and there's this controversy. But I know several people that have lost lots, and you know,
they're losing on it. But you're cutting out sugars.
You're
cutting
500 calories a day.
Oh, 500 calories a day, you'll lose weight no matter what you're eating.
Well, that's what I said, but I guess the first 2 days before you go on it, you gorge on everything and anything you want.
You feel sick.
And then from there you go on your 500 count. This is the limited information I have, and I probably should.
What is the name of this one, Jeannie?
It's HCG, and I don't know what that means. But there is literature someone has, and I said, can I borrow it to read it? And they said, yes, so I want to look at it. And
this is not providing the food, or?
No, it doesn't provide the food. You're on your own.
Okay.
And there is
you
some
have vegetables with it.
Yeah, you do have vegetables, and because you're eating 500 calories, it's not much, but you do.
One of the reasons he said that 95% who lose weight gain it back, number three, is they want quick results, which is harmful to your body. You should only be losing 2 to 3 pounds a week.
Yeah.
And we look at diets as a temporary fix, not a lifestyle change. You know,
so is this like a meal replacement, this HCG, or is it?
No, these are some kind of drops. I think it has to do with, I don't know, it's like you're using some animal.
They seem to have really sold it to the professionals, like pharmacists and nurses, and
our
chiropractor is really doing it. But then that procedure, which is all in the same, but different people do it differently, because I've had a hard time trying to figure out from it. They take shots into their stomach, and they go, and some people are just ordering it over the online. And they're doing their own shots themselves. One of the girls that's a physical therapist was doing it. So, and the doctors, and as I said, like she said, the chiropractors. So it really is. But you need, you know, you can read the information about it. It's good.
Mm-hmm. And there's, they were cautioning, my friend was cautioning, she did it through her doctor, she and her husband both, and last year during the holidays, and they did both did really well, but coming off of it again, she's put back most of it, and you know,
here we go.
Kind of thing. So it's
she's putting her body through.
Yeah, and so it's, but she was really cautious because another friend wanted to go on, and I knew she'd gone on it, and I connected them together, and she said you really need to have a doctor's permission, because stuff that's online now, there's, you know, people are jumping on the bandwagon, and you don't know if it's strong enough, and if it's, and you're messing with your body. And if you have
blood
pressure and all these,
it's got to be good.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. She's really into doctors, too.
I've got the bottle of Omega here, and I'm going to do some energy testing with this, because in hours, in three capsules, there's 200 milligrams of proprietary blend, which includes, and I know that this is really important because I've heard enough other places them attest to it, is the balance between the DHA and the omegas. And so that's what they're, that's why I want to do the energy testing on it, to see exactly where we're coming out with this combination that they've got here.
Well, the cheese is high in omega-2, I think. There are other foods that you can get it from also, rather than just from supplements.
Right, you can, but the biggest source that they, of the omegas that they talk about, of course, is the fish oil.
Right.
But they're, you know, showing this, and there's, we've heard pros and cons, but again, back there they said the, I don't even want to say unless. They just said that there was more negative in using the fish oil than positive. But then others say there is some small intrinsic factor that's missing in the plant base that's in the fish oil. So, you know, I'm not, my body, I don't know. All I can do is to test it for it and see where, you know, where it stands. So, anyway, I'll let you know what I come up with. But you guys need to do your own. Don't take my word for it ever, please.
I'm just going to go over a couple of other things, and I have the list of spice stuff, and somebody's at my door, and I got to go. So I guess we're going to have to do this tomorrow.
We'll let you finish up tomorrow, Nancy.
Okay,
thanks.
Have a good day, everybody. Appreciate everybody's input, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, Dale. Thank you so much.
Good one.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, guys.